Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, this is the Chris Mills Show with Scott Mills. What's going on? Right, first of all, Becky is using my computer to follow Karen McGiffin on Twitter.
Why would you do that?
Because she was saying how amazing I was yesterday.
Well, she was saying that... Because on my Robbie Williams interview, he said that he liked loose women.
Right.
And then Becky said as well, and then she went, oh, Scott Mills doesn't. Oh, well. And now...
Karen McGiffin says she didn't care if Scott liked her as long as me and Robbie did.
And the Hoff.
Right.
So, that's good.
Well, that's fair enough.
They're going to be going out and drinking soon, aren't they?
I would love to go out with the loose women,
out on
you?
The tiles,
that'd be
not
brilliant.
Wearing any knickers.
I couldn't think of anything worse. I mean, I'm not going out for... I'd like to go out for a drink with you, Becky, but... unless Jackie Brambles came, in which case that's fine.
Or maybe that... Who's the Denise woman? Used to be on Corrie.
Really?
Denise Welsh?
Yes, she'd be fun. Also, why did you go all funny during the sport?
We can't talk about... I have talked about my love for the Neville brothers before, haven't I?
I don't
know. I don't think you have.
Have
you not? No.
I love them.
Why?
I think I slightly prefer Phil, but I was quite obsessed with them when I was a few years ago.
Were you?
Yeah.
I never knew.
And no one believes it because no one else really fancies them apart from me.
That's true.
And their wives.
And their
obviously.
Wives. Yeah.
Yeah. What's the obsession?
It's just something about them.
So
just
that's...
hearing him then was like, oh.
When he said Gary Neville, then it was like, whoa.
Yeah, I was like, oh, what's he going to say now?
Now, you see, I like both the Neville brothers as well.
Not in that way.
Not in that way, no. But there are a lot of people that don't, and I would imagine you might get some abuse on the text.
She don't care.
No?
She's out and proud.
I'm proud of my Neville love.
Is it still as strong as it was a few years ago?
Maybe for Phil, not so much for Gary now.
So your best night out would be night drinking with Karen McGiffin and Gary and Phil Neville?
Yeah.
And I'd come if they invited Denise Welsh.
And I'll be there if Jackie Brambles is there. Brilliant.
What a night. So I hear you've got a very exciting email.
Joe, literally about 5 minutes ago, it just came into my inbox from Cheryl Cole.
Whatever.
It did. Where the name goes in the inbox, who it's from, it just said Cheryl Cole. And says, hi, Mark. Three words is released on Monday. Beat the Rush.
That's not
pre-order now.
That's not from her, though, is it?
It is from her. It says from Cheryl Cole.
I thought she'd have given you one for free.
Now that's
your relationship. I wouldn't have expected you to have to go and buy a copy.
I don't want to break it to you like this.
No, but
it
then she then goes on to ask if I want something extra special.
And what does she offer?
A limited edition fan version of Three Words. It comes with an exclusive 2010
Chappers.
Planner.
Chappers, that's not actually from her.
It is.
It's not.
I mean, I do find it slightly strange that her email address actually begins with do not reply at something, but, you know.
But she must get a lot of fans just wanting to speak to her, you
know.
Yeah. Nice that she personalised it with Hello Mark, though.
Hi Mark.
Hi Mark. Right.
Wasn't as formal as hello.
See, I get them all the time from Shakira.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is she plaguing you?
I get them a lot. Like, she just says what she's up to, what country she's in, what award she's won this week.
Right. Nice, isn't it?
Tells me all the release dates of her albums, singles. She has... Like, even when she... You know, Shakira's big again now. She went quiet for a while, didn't she? Even in the quiet time, she was still emailing me pretty much every month with a newsletter.
Ah, but... At the bottom of Shakira's emails, because I've just read this further, my email, that she puts her number on it at the bottom, saying I can text her to get some free updates from her.
What?
Does it start with an 8, that number?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, that is
most
definitely
personal
Shakira's
mobiles
number.
Do, don't they?
Yeah, they do, yeah, and they're only 5 numbers.
Like 81199, yeah.
I get them from Will Young.
I wouldn't boast about that.
Who is the person that I keep getting them from? Beverly Knight. Does send some occasionally.
Okay, well, I still think I win with Cheryl Cole, don't I?
That probably is Beverly Knight, though, isn't it?
Well, this is Cheryl.
It isn't.
It is.
It really is.
In my head, it is.
Okay, good. Well, you carry on with that.
Like, go and email her back.
Don't. It says do not reply for a reason.
The Scott Mills Daily.
God, loads of people get emails from famous types. Not just you, with Cheryl Cole.
Yeah.
Thing is with them as well, they're not... There's no small talk, is there? Like, when you receive an email, it's just, there's no like, hi, how are you? How have things been? It's just like, buy my single, it's out now. They just get straight to it.
I think that's quite refreshing, though. You know? I don't really want small talk with Cheryl Cole. I just wanted to come right out with it.
Chris, on the way to work, you do not still get emails every week from H and Claire. That isn't... I refuse to believe that. Hello? See, that was a bloke who... I wanted to speak to him, Jamie, who says he gets emails off Kelly Clarkson after he met her on Foxy Bingo. Now, at first you might think, well, that's ridiculous. But actually, if you think about it, Kelly Clarkson is the kind of person that I can imagine playing Foxy Bingo. Do you not think?
I haven't really thought about it, but yes, I suppose so.
Joe's been on, saying he gets emails from AC/DC. Well, good for you. I can imagine Kelly Clarkson having a bit of a go on Foxy Bingo after seeing it advertised on the Jeremy Kyle show.
I can't imagine AC/DC emailing.
Having a computer?
Yeah.
Knowing what one is? It's 6:51. This is Radio 1. The PR4L is coming up after 7. With some more of your emails you've been sending this week on Dear Scott. So, just talking about getting emails from famous people, Chap is very excited after getting an email from Cheryl Cole this morning, urging him to buy her new record.
Asking if I would, not urging me.
On a do not reply email. And then loads of people saying that they still get people every week emailing them. Normally saying the same thing, you know, buy my book, buy my record, that kind of thing.
Are they all northern?
No. Laurie, who's 27, still gets regular emails from the Wiggles, just telling them, you know, what they've been up to, latest DVDs coming out, right, where they're on tour, etc. It's just good to know what the Wiggles are doing, isn't it? Do you know what, as well? Tell everyone what you've got to do today for the first time.
Don't laugh at me like that, Becky. I have to tweet for the first time. Why have you put your head in your hands?
You've never done this before, have you?
No, I have a Twitter account, but it was set up by somebody else for when I was doing some stuff ages and ages ago, and yeah, I've never used it. So anything that's on there has never been put up there by me. There's only about 10 comments. Okay. But from today...
You've got to do it.
I have to do it for a new show.
And what kind of thing will you be putting on Twitter?
Well, I'm not 100% sure yet.
You could start with the fact that you're very pleased you got your first email from Cheryl Cole.
Yeah. But they kind of want me to do football stuff, I think.
Oh. Well, mix
but
up
But I
a
suppose
bit.
I could put...
Yeah, she's married to a footballer.
Well, that's very true, actually. Shall that be my
just
first...
say something, hope Ashley doesn't mind or something at the end, and then that kind of...
Oh, clever.
Yeah, really good. And then you've got Cheryl in there, and also football. See?
Okay, then. So out of everything, that should be my first tweet, should
or
it, later.
Or you could tweet about my love for the Neville brothers.
Yeah, that's another good one, yeah.
That's football as well.
That's football as well.
If you really want to know how tweeting is done, you should go to Real Timmy Trendy.
Right.
Because his Twitter is amazing.
Has he got lots of followers?
How many now?
Anyone who's anyone in the fashion world.
Yeah.
About 200.
Anyone that's fashion forward.
Wow.
200.
So should I start tweeting Timmy Trendy?
Yeah.
I think you should follow him, yeah.
Right.
That would look really good. Your bosses would love it.
Would they?
Yeah. Yeah, of course they would, because that means you're bang on trend.
So Timmy Trendy styles me as well?
Yes.
Okay.
That's good. I've got bad news for you, though.
What?
Just as you start to use Twitter, one of the first people who got into it and made us all aware of it has given it up. Lily Allen.
Is she?
Yeah, she's bored of it. She's off it.
She
was tweeting all the time. Huh?
Has she left?
I don't know, but she says she's not using it anymore.
Did she tweet that?
Probably. She's given up Twitter, Facebook, and she's also given away her BlackBerry and her computer.
Wow.
Yeah. Don't want to do it anymore. If you really need to get hold of Lily Allen, she's got one of those really old-school mobile phones, but normally she leaves it at home if she's doing something fun, so you can't get hold of her. What you have to do is leave Lily Allen, if you're ever going to ring Lily Allen, you have to leave her a message now on her home answer phone.
Ah,
yeah, she's bringing
okay,
that
then
back. So, like,
do you have the number there?
Not with me,
right?
But because I don't use my home answer phone anymore, do you? But
not really.
I bet you, in 6 months, in the same way that Lily Allen taught us to use Twitter or something, we will be using our home answer phones again in 6 months, like she has. She's gone back to basics.
Hang on, so just as I start doing
it's all over
the tweeting, I now have to go and sort out my home answer phone.
Yes.
Do you two actually have answer phones? Yeah. People still have answer phones? Don't they just use that free one which you call back?
I have one somewhere in the house, but it's not connected.
What, with a little tape where you press, like, play and fast forward to go through your messages?
Yeah, I think it's nice.
Oh, my God.
Mine's digital.
Oh, is it? I don't know what mine is. It's in a cupboard somewhere.
Do you have fax machines as well?
Don't have a fax machine, no. No, I don't. But if Lily Allen had one, everyone would be faxing again. You know it.
Just let me do one thing at a time.
Sorry, I'm confusing you. Give it time and soon Lily Allen will only be communicating through Morse code. That was Tyo Cruz.
I find Morse code really difficult to understand. I can never tell the difference between the dots and the dashes.
No, I found it quite easy to pick up.
Did you?
Actually, yeah. Yeah, I can do it.
When the Stig did it on Top Gear, my boyfriend's dad was translating it for us as it went along.
Well, that's Greek.
No, because he does Morse code.
I would see, right.
Greek and Morse code, same.
Same, same.
Same.
That would be impressive. I mean,
to be fair, we did have to rewind it on the Sky Plus about 26 times before we got the
full
thing.
Hey, that was a fun night.
Yeah. I was getting a bit bored by the third.
Wow, that's impressive, though. 26 times or no 26 times, that's still quite good.
I could have just Googled it, because I'd probably found it as quickly.
Yeah.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, Becky, you really should have told him.
I just couldn't bring myself to do it.
Well, I would rather be told, you know?
Basically, the one that doesn't speak has had his flies and jeans undone since he came into work this morning.
Because he's
like my boss, I just couldn't say anything to him.
As a boy, I would rather be told, and rather than, you know... Would you?
Yeah, I'd rather know.
Just tell us early.
I can't, what am I going to say? I can see your pants.
Well, it's only until he realised that anything happened. Then you went, oh, actually, I knew all along.
Yeah, I was like, oh, sorry, I didn't have the heart to tell you. And then he kind of got a bit angry with me.
7:06 on Radio 1. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
It's Sarah from Barnsley.
Hi, Sarah, what are you saying?
I agree with Becky for a love for, the Nevilles.
Yeah.
I love Gary.
Do you know what? It's good to meet someone else.
That's
that,
two people.
Yeah.
I've loved him for about 10 years.
Have you?
Yeah.
What is it about the Neville that you like?
I don't know. I just always preferred Gary.
Have you ever met him, Sarah?
I have, yeah. I've met him, and Beckham was there as well. And I never even noticed Beckham was there.
I wouldn't have done either.
So nothing on Beckham, but Neville, yes. Good morning.
Yes, definitely. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, yep. Becky's really pleased that we've spoken to someone else.
That's two of you.
That's two now.
Yeah, I thought we were the only one.
No,
me too.
No, you're not alone. You're not alone.
Good.
I love you.
Love you too.
You really should have told him. He's embarrassed now, look. It's like when I did the lottery a few weeks ago and Rav off Crime Watch emailed me and went, by the way, your flies were undone during the whole show. No, I didn't notice that.
He was paying special attention to
you. He was, wasn't he? That's what I thought. Morning. Morning, Mum.
Thank you.
Did you get called Mum again in your taxi this morning?
Yes, normal taxi driver this morning.
Your normal chauffeur.
Yeah.
Does he know that he's been mentioned, do you think?
I don't think so.
I love it that you get called Mum. Mm. Oh, no, you're loving it more. Hey, Ben, from the University of Essex. He's just spent all night studying biochemical science, done one of those all-nighters, but quite enjoying the music this morning and just stuff we're saying. So thanks, Ben. Thanks for your email. It's now time for Dear Scott, where a posh Radio 4 lady reads out the stuff you've been saying this week on email.
Hi, Scott, Becky and Chappers. Hope you'll give a shout-out for my son, Joe, who's 18 today. He's going to Climax in Amsterdam to celebrate.
Well, happy 18th birthday to you, Joe. Hope you have a good time.
You're always on in our house/car, and he's the best son ever. Thanking you in anticipation, Kelly in Carlisle.
Now, are we saying Climax is a place, like a club in Amsterdam? If anyone's been there, let me know, because I did Google it, and it's all in Dutch. I tried to look up the place, but I don't know what it is.
Okay. I'd have thought it being in Dutch would have been the least of your worries, to be honest, but...
Anyway, have a good time.
Did you do that on your own computer?
No, on this one.
Did you do it on Becky's?
On this one.
Okay.
Have a good time at Climax, Joe, and happy 18th. Next.
Morning, Scott. Was watching Benidorm, and Nan came on, I nearly died of laughter because it reminded me of what Becky said. There's some similarity between you and Nan. Lol, Dave.
Right, Dave, no there isn't.
Yes, there is. I said this the other day because when you were talking about getting a mobility scooter, I said if you did, because you're so orange, you'd look like Nan from Benidorm.
No, I did say that I fancied maybe once riding around on a mobility scooter, and then we started talking about those Segways because it was on Misconnections, wasn't it? And there was a misconnection from somebody who saw someone riding one of those Segways and how they looked really cool on it. We've got exciting news on this, by the way, after 7:30. We will work out if you can actually look cool on a Segway.
Or more like Nan from Benidorm. Mm.
We've got some clips of Nan from Benidorm here. See if you think this is like me.
You okay?
Am I okay? I was smoking that. What do you think you're playing at?
I'm sorry, I thought it was best to put it out.
They don't grow on trees, you know.
Now, there's nothing about that to me that...
Really?
Excuse me. Sorry, have you got a moment?
Yeah, what do you want, love?
Can I talk to you about melanoma?
No, I don't know her, darling.
I'm sorry?
I don't know her.
Who?
Melanie, what was her second name?
No, I can't see that.
Can't you?
I should never have had that liver with me bacon this morning.
That one, maybe.
I should never have had that liver with me bacon this morning.
Mm-hmm, that's the only bit. Next.
You Pillock Mills, it's Bat for Lashes, Mum, not LaRue. From Neil, off of Wales.
Oh, God. All right, Neil, whatever you say.
What was that about?
We were talking about June Ackland off the bill, and we were saying that that is LaRue's mum. Good. And then Neil said that I'm a Pillock because it's actually Bat for Lashes' mum. Well, you go ahead and think that, really. In fact, Neil, go and tell everybody that today.
Yeah.
And see what you get called.
Then see who the Pillock is.
I love it when they think they're so right and they're so wrong. Next.
Dear Scott, for the first time ever, I'm listening to your show while off work, doing the ironing. Is it just me, or are you funnier when I'm not in a traffic jam? Yours, Grant, off of Swindon.
I don't know, I've never listened to myself in a traffic jam. So wouldn't...
Yes, you have.
Yes, you have.
What?
Yes, you have.
How?
All those podcasts on your MP3 player? All the times that you rush off somewhere and pre-record the show and then listen to yourself in the cab going, oh, yeah, that was a good link.
Been the odd occasion when you've had to go to the Brits or the Sonys or something and you might have pre-recorded the last half hour and you make the taxi driver put Radio 1 on so you can listen
just
to yourself.
Just to see if we're still on air.
Well, what could you do if you were, if it had fallen off air?
I could call somebody.
Who?
Also,
who? Who would you call if it fell off air?
I'd just call the studio and see what was going on.
That would
That's
help.
That's why I
that
do
would,
it.
Okay.
Also, I didn't really appreciate the laughter that I had about my headphones that were attached to my MP3 player when I walked in this morning. They're a present.
But they are ridiculous.
Why?
Because the headphone bit of them looks like some sort of antenna. You look like, you know in Toy Story, those little aliens that are in the grabbing machine?
Are these too big, you think, to wear in the street?
Yes.
Yes, they're massive. They're the size of your head and bigger.
You look like a Premier League footballer when they arrive at a ground and they all have their headphones on for no reason whatsoever.
But I feel, because my flatmate bought them for me and I feel that
Why have they got a pair of lips on the side of them?
I don't know, he just put a sticker on them.
All right.
But I feel that I should use them because otherwise it looks a bit rude.
Yeah, but as we said to you in the office this morning, he's not going to be able to see you in the office wearing them, so you don't have to.
True. They are a bit big. Next. Next! Come on, PR4L.
Dear Scott, does it say juicy on the backside of your pants? Tom, Belfast.
What?
Should I check?
Oh, this is after I made the mistake of wearing a tracksuit into work yesterday. No, they're not juicy. But thanks for your interest in my tracksuit, Tom. Anything else you want to know, we'll answer it. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk is my email address. Put Dear Scott on the subject, it'll get to me.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Nick in Notting has been on saying, what's going on, Mills? A tracksuit yesterday, ridiculous headphones today. What will tomorrow bring?
Oh. Well... You're going to wear that red Lady Gaga one, aren't you, tomorrow with the netting?
Yeah.
That just sounded really wrong.
What was
Sorry.
That?
Internet Sam's come down to do something with some gaffer tape, and it just sounded
like... I was the one that doesn't speak flies going down like, again.
Sounded like I already had the Lady Gaga netting outfit on.
Like you're just a Velcroing yourself.
And a Whitney Houston wardrobe malfunction already. No, I won't be wearing the Gaga outfit tomorrow. No. Right, no. Not bang on trend.
Oh, what about the Rihanna one from the newspapers yesterday with the barbed wire?
If you want me to.
I'd rather you didn't.
Right, we're a little bit confused about this, Dear Scott. People are wondering, is this a place or what?
Hope you'll give a shout-out for my son, Joe, who's 18 today. He's going to Climax in Amsterdam to celebrate.
Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Sam. How
Sam?
You doing?
Yeah, I'm good. Are you on the way to work?
Yes, I am, yeah.
Where
You're
are you?
You're making me late.
Oh, sorry, I'm making you late. Where are you?
I'm just stuck in between two little villages at the moment. Longcrendon and Wadston.
Oh, well, thanks.
Yeah, know where you are now.
Yeah, I know exactly where you are now.
Yeah.
Have you got that petrol station coming up on the left?
No.
Oh, no, I don't know where you are at all. Oh, I'm
Depends
lost.
Which way he's going.
Oh, yeah.
It's on the right.
Oh, right, OK. Right, you're coming the other direction. OK, I get it. Anyway, how can I help?
I was just ringing in about the Climax event in Amsterdam.
Yes.
It's a big Dutch hardstyle event that goes on annually with all the top DJs from across Europe.
Oh, good.
Hard dance music. Similar stuff to what Kutski plays on Radio 1. There
you go. Right, OK. It's just that when I Googled it was all in Dutch and I couldn't really find anything.
Your best bet's to go onto YouTube and search it on there and watch one of the videos.
A lot of people are saying you should go on YouTube.
Don't want to know what you have to type in.
Right, no. Okay, well, that's brilliant. Thanks for clearing that up.
Lovely job.
Apparently, it's spelt with a Q.
Yes, it is spelt with a Q. Q-L-I-M-A-X.
Ah.
Oh, of course.
Quillamax.
Quillamax.
All right, that's Dutch, isn't it? Yeah. They do spell Climax with a Q. Love you!
Love you!
Earlier this week, on Monday, in fact, we were doing some of those missed connections where somebody spots you on the street and thinks, good morning, but doesn't actually say anything at the time. Instead, they put an ad in a paper and online and hopefully you get in touch. This was one of them.
Cute boy riding the Segway with the water pistol gun and aviators.
So this is a boy who was cute, who was on a Segway in aviators, a Vec water pistol.
I was listening to my iPod and felt a presence of someone coming behind me. Turning around to look, I saw the blur. You, 5'9", dark hair, aviator shades. The blur was due to the cataract in my left eye. You were cruising pretty slow on your majestic white steed of coolness, and one-handed at that, your other hand held tightly to a water pistol. We locked eyes as you drove by. You pulled your glasses down your nose and smiled at me. I'll never forget that look. As you cruised around the corner up past Pizza Hut, you opened fire at the two homeless men standing in front of the off-license. You then put pedal to the metal and took off into the darkness. I yearn for you. I haven't seen any man command that sense of adrenaline in such a large crowd of people in a long time.
If you don't know what a Segway is, it's not one of those mobility scooters like the woman off Benidorm. What is it, Becky?
It's like a platform on two wheels with a big long stick to hold on to and you can just cruise along.
They're quite meaty,
apparently,
aren't they?
Apparently they go up to 15 miles an hour.
They're quite big, though.
Mm, they are big, yeah.
How much?
15.
Oh, I thought you said 50.
No, not 50. That would be dangerous and stupid.
Mm. But fun.
Breaking news. We have got one of these Segways. We've forgotten the aviators and the water pistol, but it's fine. We've got one. Do you want to have a go, chappers?
Yes, I do, actually,
yes.
Yeah.
Right, very soon on Radio 1, we will see if you can look cool on a Segway.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
There are several people pointing out in the test, and it is a good point, that to test whether a Segway is cool or not, sticking me on it probably isn't the best test.
Oh, you're cool.
I'm not really. And I'm less likely to look cool on a motorised scooter.
So they're quite meaty motorised scooters, though, aren't they?
We have to say what happened to the one that doesn't speak when I got in this morning.
I know. See, we've got a Segway. We've been lent one. We haven't bought it. No. I always think it's best to try before you buy. So we've just been lent a Segway.
So I got in this morning and he told me that we were all going to have a go on this. And I was like, right, but how do you do it? And he wouldn't tell me how it worked. He thought he'd demonstrate for me.
Yeah.
So he went to one end of the office on it and then very skillfully turned round on it without getting off. Then came back towards his own desk. And the last words I heard were, I don't think I'm going to fit through there, before he went head first over it, knocking over the recycled paper bin, and nearly landed in somebody else's office.
Thank God he's wearing that helmet.
If we'd have filmed... You was? He was wearing the helmet, yeah. If we'd have filmed it, we'd have got... Harry Hill would have given us 250 quid.
I know.
And what would have been even better is now we subsequently realise, because Becky's been looking at his bottom half all morning, he didn't have his trousers done up properly, so his trousers could have come down as well. It was fantastic.
Marina in Chichester's been on saying that she went to her prom on a Segway. Was a bit of an issue with a full-length evening gown, but quite a cool way to arrive at your prom. I think you'll find. Just trying to glide in, don't you? Is it true the designer said you could never fall off one, but George Bush managed to? That's what quite a few people are saying on
the... So the people that have fallen off it are George Bush and the one that doesn't speak.
That's right. Let's find out, like on that misconnection, whether you really can look cool on a Segway. We are filming this to be put up later at Radio 1 Online. Let me just picture the scene for you. There is a corridor outside this studio, like a long corridor, OK? And it goes down there, right past the printer on your right...
Yeah.
Then past Trevor Nelson's studio, where One Extra is. Then it goes, kind of bends round to the right, past the vending machine, and that's where the corridor ends.
Yeah.
So we're going to do like a Top Gear style... I was going to say lap. It's not really a lap, is it? It's just a Top Gear style...
It's not a Top Gear style anything, really. It's just a run up the corridor and round a bend.
Yeah, so we're going to go down the corridor, down to the vending machine, and back, and see... We're going to time it and see what we all do, OK?
Becky is now on it as I speak. I can see through the window of the studio door.
Hi, Becky.
Hi.
Got your helmet on?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Why?
Looking good.
It's really hard to control.
Marina from Chichester went to her prom on this. It's fine.
Well, maybe it's better outdoors.
Okay.
In a corridor, it's quite scary.
Are you meant to be wobbling that much?
I don't think so.
I'm not going to be good at this.
As long as I get past the lockers, I'll be all right.
That's quite a tight gap, actually.
There is that right turn coming up.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I'm just... Internet Sam's just putting the video camera on. Oh, no, it's more gaffer tape. I'm just going to have to go.
Where's he put that gaffer tape?
I'm just going to have to go.
Go.
She's gone.
Go.
She's off.
Ah! How do you stop it?
Turn.
How do you stop it?
Turn.
Ah, I can't turn. Hang on. Right, I'm by the lockers.
I can't see her now. She's gone round the corner.
You need to come back.
Do I need anything from the vending machine?
No, nothing from the vending machine. Come back.
Oh, hang on. Where? Hang on, I'm trying to turn it.
Turn around.
Could you bring a glass of water back?
I'm going to go for it.
Go on.
Sam, watch out. How long was I? How long did I do?
Okay, that was good.
Let me have a look.
And that was an amazing...
41.4 seconds. Okay. But it did prove that you don't look cool on it.
When I've just stood on a platform.
Do check out the videos later and you'll see how cool. No, stop! Stop! No! Stop! She was coming straight at you then.
Get off it, please!
This stop?
Right, don't come towards me. Can you stop? Get her off that thing now.
Someone needs to help me off. Help!
I don't like this.
Right,
at
who's
all.
Next?
Not me. You can go next.
Before I go on it, can somebody just tell me how it stopped?
Just lean back.
Lean back?
Yeah, what? Just like on the back of your foot.
Is there no like accelerator?
No, just lean forward to go faster, lean back to go
back,
and stop. And just sort of balance your feet flat.
I have no balance and no coordination.
Neither do I. You're going to have a real problem in that right bend.
Why?
Just are.
Are you saying I'm too fat to get through it?
It's 10 to 8 on Radio 1. This will be... it's being filmed now and we'll get it on Radio 1 online for you later just to see how cool we look on Segway. Someone was in Washington in July. You can actually get a guided tour of the sights of Washington on a Segway. Amazing. What?
Why would you want to do that?
And also, a lot of people are saying that when they've been to Magaluf and Costa del Sol, they have police on Segways, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Imagine if everyone who rode a Segway in the street screamed like I did then.
Yeah.
The difference is the streets are quite big, and I'm going through the corridor the width of the Segway, which is why I was screaming, because I was heading straight for the vending machine.
You were all right, Becky, because what are you, 5'8", 9"? Yeah. Right, I'm 6'2" or 6'3" if I'm putting my weight on a form, and I'm going to hit my head on at least three beams that are in this corridor.
That's why I've given you a helmet.
Yeah, I don't need that. Honestly, what a load of rubbish health and safety is.
Got some good news, though.
What?
It's not only George Bush and the one that doesn't speak that have actually fallen off a Segway before. Peter Andre has as well.
Oh. Wow, the list gets better, doesn't it?
Yeah, so you're on it now, are you?
I am, and my biggest fear is that I end up doing a GMTV reporter on a bungee jump, but hopefully...
He means he's going to swear.
But hopefully I won't.
I think this might change your life.
Do you?
Well, I can see you on Final Scores zooming around on this now.
Can you? It'll change my life. Hit my head on that concrete beam on the way around. I can tell you, helmet or no helmet.
Are you ready?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Okay, Chappers, on the Segway, go!
He's really going for it. He's going really fast down the...
Go on!
Chappers, I went faster than this!
Shut up, woman. The thing is, I can't control my weight. What do I do when I get to the end?
Turn around!
Turn which way?
Whichever way you want. Just do a little circle.
Whoa!
Hello?
Oh, that was actually quite smooth. Here we go.
Down to the vending machine and back.
Oh, crikey, Charlie.
Ah, he's coming.
No, he won't fit in. He won't fit.
Stop it.
Right, you're going to hit the wall. Oh, good work. Wow. Ah, no!
He's just fallen off.
Dismounted.
When it was stopped. He fell off when it was stopped.
Has somebody stopped the watch?
It started at 55. So I'd say,
he beat me.
Yeah, you did. Oh. And with such finesse as well.
Yeah.
Like, there was none of that, was there?
No, did that prove it looked cool?
Really cool.
Oh, yeah.
You'll see that online later.
And just need the aviators and the water pistol.
It looks cool. The Scott Mills Daily. Oh, what's occurring? 8:17. It's Thursday's Oh, What's Occurring? Let me know how you do. Tell me your score. Oh, what's occurring? When it's finished on 81199.
I know, I was slightly confused that we were almost on time today as well.
We did this at about 8:50 yesterday. What's going on?
Just because I forgot.
Okay.
We were talking about something, I can't even remember what it was, but I got carried away. Anyway, here's today's Oh, What's Occurring? Oh, what's occurring? You know Amy Winehouse?
Yeah.
She's got these mad new breasts. And they cost quite a lot. What's the price of the average boobs?
I don't know, about $3,000,
no,
is it?
No, I think five.
Is it? Am I getting them done on the cheap? But hers are like... How
35
much?
Grand.
Yeah.
What's in them? I didn't realise they were so
gold.
Expensive. Pure gold boobs. I didn't realise they were so expensive. That would be heavy.
Yeah.
She wouldn't be able to walk properly, would she? They were gold.
I wouldn't have
She certainly wouldn't be able to balance on one of our Segways.
No. Honestly, though, you would hardly recognise her.
Actually, that would be brilliant, because she'd just go so fast.
I didn't recognise her at first, apart from, obviously, her face and the tattoos.
I was going to say, when you first look at a woman, do you always notice them from their breasts?
Not always, but if they're 35 grand's worth...
Your eyes are immediately drawn to them.
Yeah. So, what we did was we put this to the test on Stupid Street earlier. We got a picture of the new Amy Winehouse... with her brand new breasts, and we covered up her face. We showed the picture to 7 people on Stupid Street. My question to you, how many people spotted that it was Amy Winehouse? Remember, we've covered up the photo of her face. You can just see everything else. No face. How many people spotted it was Amy Winehouse?
4.
Becky?
2.
Let's find out. Oh, what's occurring? Will Stupid Street recognise Amy Winehouse? Just from her new boobs, no face.
I have a picture of some boobs, and I want you to tell me whose boobs these belong to.
Britney Spears.
So you think Britney Spears?
Yes. Oh. Amy Winehouse.
More attractive or less attractive?
So more.
I want you to have a look at this picture and tell me who you think it is.
Who do you think? I've got no idea. Posh.
What about you, sir? Whose boobs are those?
It could be Posh, I suppose.
No, not really. I don't know who it is. I can't help you.
Okay, well, I've got the picture here.
Oh, it's Amy Winehouse, isn't it? Yes.
What do you think of her new boobs?
I don't like them. Yes.
Yes.
I have a picture of a pair of breasts. I want you to tell me who they belong to. Okay.
Right. Looks like a chap, that one. Looks like a fella.
You think it's a guy?
Yeah, I reckon it's a guy.
Katie Price.
I'm going to show you the actual picture.
Oh, God.
Hi, guys. I have a picture of some breasts. I want you to tell me whose breasts these belong to, okay?
Right, sure, yeah.
Amy Winehouse?
Yay! Got it right!
What do you think?
Yeah, she looks better than she did.
Would you?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
That's Amy Winehouse.
Do you think she's more attractive now?
Yes.
She's got bigger breasts?
Nah.
I want you to tell me who the picture is of.
Oh, Katie Price, Jordan.
No, I think it's the girl with the bent nose. With the bent nose? Walsh? Something Walsh?
Jodie Marsh.
Jodie Marsh, that's the one. I think it's Jodie Marsh.
Hers are bigger than that.
No, that's definitely Jodie Marsh.
Dude, trust me, hers are bigger. I'll go with Jodie Marsh as well. It's not, but I'll go with it.
You said Katie Price.
I think it is Katie Price.
I think you might get a little bit of a shock, gentlemen.
No.
Winehouse.
No way.
That's a significant improvement.
Would you?
Still need a couple first.
Men are so shallow, aren't they?
It's Winehouse.
Honestly. Was one of the people in there who went, it's a man, and then went, it's Katie Price? Were they two different people?
Yes.
Oh, right, okay.
Who do you think? I've got no idea. I don't know who it is. I can't help you. It's Amy Winehouse, isn't it? Yes.
What do you think of her new boobs?
I don't like them. Yes.
Well, yes.
Was that you on Stupid Street doing your Aussie accent?
No, her Aussie's more posh than that.
Well, that's New Zealander, wasn't it?
Was it? Yes.
Yeah. Or yes. South African. Aye. I think it's New Zealand.
Do yours.
Hello.
See, that's much posher Australian.
Completely different, Mark.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. This.
Who do you think? I've got no idea. I don't know who it is. I can't help you. It's Amy Winehouse, isn't it? Yes.
What do you think of her new boobs?
I don't like them. Yes.
Do you think she just talks to herself if she's on her own?
Yeah. Yes.
How are you feeling today?
Shall
Good.
I get a cup of tea?
Yes.
Yes.
I'll have some sugar with that one.
Shall
yes.
I? Yes. Skim milk, yes.
Actually, I think Kiwi now, because my Auntie Pat speaks like that, and she's off of New Zealand.
Right.
Same.
So was that your Auntie
she
Pat?
She just goes, aye, yes, aye, yes. That's it. That's pretty much what she says, Auntie Pat. So,
is that why you sent her to New Zealand?
Yes, yes. So two people recognise it was the Winehouse. Becky gets the point.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Next one. You know Heather off EastEnders, Heather Trott?
Kind of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for that visual impression you just did for me.
It reminds me of a long time ago when she first came into EastEnders, and I think you were here, and I'd never seen her before, and we said something about her, and then you turned the monitor around, and there was a picture of Heather on there, and everyone lost it a little bit, and I don't know why.
Right.
I can't really remember the outcome of the story, but I just remember at the time you being mean and showing me that picture.
Okay. Me?
Yes.
Anyway. That sounds right. That was an interesting anecdote.
Yeah. I've got them all me. Anyway, Heather off EastEnders had a baby the other day. And this is a very simple question, I know what's occurring. While she was giving birth on EastEnders, how many George Michael song titles did she shout out? She's a big George Michael fan, Heather.
How many George Michael song titles did she shout out?
Mm-hmm.
God, aren't you in labour for hours? How many hits has he had?
Heather wasn't. She was in and out. Really fast.
Five.
Becky?
12.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Here's Heather giving birth on EastEnders whilst mentioning some George Michael song titles. She loves him.
Heather, look, I ain't cut out for this kind of thing.
No, we're going to be fine. Come on. Oh.
You put the boom boom into my heart. You sent my soul sky high when the love is sad. Just a bug into my brain.
Now that doesn't count because she's just doing the words to wake me up before you go.
Also, that's Wham.
That is Wham, technically. So, no point there.
I want your sex release. June 15th, 1987, reached number 3 in the charts.
She knows everything about George.
Right. Faith, released October 15th, 1987, reached number 2 in the charts.
Keep panting, Heather.
2. Come on, Heather.
Father figure. Released December the 14th, 1987. George's first single never to reach the top 10.
One final push.
Oh, it was Father Figure that did it. One final push, Heather. That's 3.
Not so tight. Wow, one more try. Release April 20th, 1988.
Congratulations, Heather.
Did I do all right?
You're the bravest person I know.
Aww. Bless Heather and her new baby.
Imagine the first thing you hear in this world is George Michael's chart position. One more try.
There was 4 there. 4 George Michael song titles. Chappers right. Gets the point.
Oh, what's occurring?
All the Kiwis have been on, saying it was definitely an Australian, that person. Okay. Right. You know Timmy Trendy?
Yes.
He is Britain's number one fashionista, darling.
Mm-hmm.
You can follow him at Real Timmy Trendy on Twitter.
I'm going to do that today.
Well, because now you can. Now you've sent your first tweet.
No, I haven't sent one yet.
You haven't done it yet.
I'm going to do it. Becky's sent me my first... I don't know what the phrase is.
I tweeted him.
You tweeted him.
Told him to change his profile pic.
Okay, good. Anyway, Timmy Trendy is back. The trendster. He gives top tips on fashion. But who else gives top tips? That's right. Carly off of Love It magazine, who I met the other night. She always dispenses top tips on everyday life in Love It. But what would happen...
Oh, no.
...if Timmy Trendy called Carly off of Love It with his own... top tips. How long would Carly off Love It stay on the phone to Timmy Trendy, Britain's number one fashionista?
I'm going to go an hour and a half.
1 hour 30. Becky?
Because I think she probably has time to fill whilst writing the column.
Do you think?
Yeah.
5 minutes.
5 minutes?
Well, it's better than an hour and a half.
Yeah. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Timmy Trendy with some top tips, calling Carly off of her top tips.
Hello, Love It.
Hello, is that Carly?
Hello.
Carly, darling, it's Timmy Trendy here.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Darling, I've just phoned to say I absolutely love your tips.
Oh, thank you very much.
If the rumours are to be believed, you have got the best tips in publishing.
Oh, I hope those rumours are true. I think so.
Well, you know, they say to me, Timmy, darling, have you seen her tips? And I say, hasn't everyone? I have to say, Carly, the oven glove slippers are TDF.
Pardon?
The oven glove slippers are TDF. To die for, darling, if you don't speak fashionista.
Oh, okay.
Carly, darling, I have to say, though, before I go on, you are so far from Bang on Trend that they're having a motorway built between your house and Bang on Trendsville.
Aww.
I'm going to tell you my tips.
Okay.
Number 1, barbed wire, Bang on Trend, a la Rihanna.
Okay.
2, eye patches, a la Captain Jack.
Okay.
That's Sparrow, not Torchwood. Long leather jackets are never in, darling.
Oh, okay.
Now, I know what you're thinking, darling. Hair. What about hair? Aren't you, darling?
I wasn't hair. Smart, no. Yeah.
Okay, I've got 3 words for you.
Okay.
Chopsticks, bob, front.
Right.
You need a bob at the front and some chopsticks in it.
Okay.
Bish, bash, bosh, the 3 B's. Oh. As I said to Coco once, darling, I don't do fashion, darling. I am fashion.
Yeah, you sound like you're fashion, yeah. I'm going to have to go now, Timmy.
So do you need to rush to the shops, darling? I thought you probably would. What are you going to go for first? Are you going to go to the takeaway to get your chopsticks, or are you going to go for your eye patch?
I'll probably get my eye patch first and then stop off for chopsticks on the way back.
Is the stickier they are from your Chinese, the more likely they're to stay put?
Yeah, that's what I think. Okay, well, I'd better go and get back to my best tips in publishing.
Have you got a sneak preview of one for us?
Let me have
go
a little
on,
think.
Go on, Carly, darling, I've given you my fashion advice.
Okay, let me have a little look. Oh, here's a good one, especially this is kind of like a make-your-own fashion one. So this was sent in by Lucy, and she said when her old purse broke, she didn't want to spend lots of money on a new one, so she turned her old bikini top into a trendy wallet. She stitched up the lycra on all but one side and then added a spare zip to make the perfect bikini purse. So, you can probably, if you want some, you can make your own. That's going to be in Love It next week.
OMG, darling, that's definitely to die for.
Okay,
bang on trend. Absolutely bang on trend.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, thanks, Carly. I've got to go.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye, darling.
Wow.
That was an hour and a half, wasn't it?
You weren't far off. 3 minutes 23, Timmy Trendy stayed on to Carly off Love It, which means Becky gets a point, surprisingly, which means that you win today's Oh, What's Occurring? Let me know your score, please, on 81199. Thanks.
What's Occurring?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Becky's really not looking forward to this half hour at all because we're going to find out what's on Becky's cassettes. They're getting rid of the only cassette player, the only remaining one at Radio 1 this week. They're chucking it out tomorrow. It's the last day. So she's been dubbing off some of her tapes and, God, we found some amazing stuff because her mum recorded all her radio appearances from when she was younger. And we've got her first ever celebrity interview coming up. How much would you give me not to play it?
All the money I've got.
That bad, yeah?
Yeah.
Now, we've got some news
on... Are you turning that offer down?
Yeah.
He knows I haven't got much.
It's too good. We've got some news on Kesha. You know the girl who's our Record of the Week this week?
Yeah.
Who is definitely our kind of girl. I mean, the song is good. She's got a debut album coming out. But I like her more than the music just because of the stuff I'm hearing about her. She's 21. She's off of America. You would have first heard her on Flo Rida's track, Right Round. Now, we told you this week she was sick once in Paris Hilton's wardrobe, which is good. And we were saying yesterday, Paris Hilton's probably got a lot of wardrobe, so she won't find that for a while. We've also found out from Kesha's Twitter that the other day she was rooting through some bins in Munich, Germany, just to see what she could find. And she found some cashmere, which she then wore.
Oh.
Yeah. See, she's
without you can't, can you wash cashmere?
Don't know.
Yeah, I'm probably in a cold hand wash.
Oh right, okay.
Love Kesha.
I love her. That's good.
That
bargain
is good.
Hunting. But yeah. What posh bins that they've got that sort of really expensive wool.
Who puts cashmere in their bins? Well, they do in Germany.
Maybe people like Chappers who think, oh, worn it once, can't wash it, might as well throw it away.
Yeah. So she's sick in people's sick in people's wardrobes, and she roots through bins just to see what she can find.
She could be called Kesha.
And now it's time for What's on Becky's Cassettes. I was hoping to have a jingle made, but didn't have time, sorry.
I think yours is good enough, actually.
Thank you. Now, we found out earlier this year that you're not the best when it comes to celebrity interviews when you spoke to Rio Ferdinand.
No.
Now, tell us, you're hating this, aren't you? Every
I really
single
hate
second.
It. I'm going to get so much abuse on the text for being so rubbish.
All right, so no, it's fine. You were, how old were you now when you did this?
18.
Okay, and what was this on?
It was on my university radio station, which was Nerve FM in Bournemouth.
And your first ever celebrity interview?
Yes, with, yes.
Okay.
Can I say who it's with or not? That,
well, I don't know.
Should we just play it?
Go on, yeah.
Go on, say just, it.
Can I guess? No, can I guess when I hear it, or do you say it at the start?
I'll say it at the start, right, yeah. Okay. It was with Richard Bacon.
Wow. Okay. So this is 18-year-old Becky.
Oh, no.
This is from one of her cassettes, which she's been dubbing off this week because they're getting rid of the only working cassette player at Radio 1 tomorrow.
I was really nervous. Can I just say I was really nervous?
Okay, let's just play it.
Is that the real Richard?
It is. Becky, talk to him.
Richard.
Hello, Becky.
Oh, my God, it's Richard. Richard, I've gone all red.
Wow.
Morning.
Wow.
How are you doing this morning?
Hang on, Richard. Richard.
Are we live on air?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, wow.
So don't swear.
So don't swear.
No, I know, it's all right. I normally tell people not to swear when I'm on telly, but it's, yeah, that is the first thing that comes to mind. But, we're just down in Bournemouth, just doing a piece with MPs. Go on.
I said, are you going to come to Dylan's later for a drink with us?
Yeah,
student prices.
Is it? Where's Dylan?
Did he go? Take your head out of your hands.
I can't speak, I've gone so red.
And what's Dylan's?
I just assumed he knew it. Dylan's was the bar at the university, and I can't believe my first question...
Well, I was going to say, was that your first question?
I was like, oh, my God, it's Richard Bacon. Will you come for a drink with me, please?
At Dylan's.
In my celebrity interview.
Everyone knows what Dylan's is.
Dylan's is at the Wallace Down, the student, the main campus.
Yeah, so yeah. What time's it open?
Opens whenever right you want it to open, mate.
You called him mate.
Why did I go Cockney? I'm really posh and then Cockney mate.
Dylan's is at the Wallace Down, the student, the main campus.
Yeah, so yeah. What time's it open?
Opens whenever right you want it to open, mate.
Cool, blimey, you only have to go down the apples and stairs.
Apples and
you know?
Pears and out. Oh, Dan Dylan's, mate.
And it's £1.20 a pint.
Yeah, but they can't, surely legally, they can't start serving before 11.
No, you can have a posh coffee, they do those as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we could. Let me ask you, I've got my producer here, John.
Okay.
I'm live on the radio, but do you want to go to this place called Dylan's, which they could open and do us a coffee? We could go there.
Yeah, they just.
Go about on. 10 o'clock?
About 10 o'clock. Richard, have we got a date?
Yeah, certainly.
Yeah.
Here we go, John. We might as well.
You're a star.
God, you kept on with the coffee thing, didn't you, at Dylan's?
And that was
did he go?
Interview over. Yes, he did, and he was lovely.
He did go?
Yeah, he did come, yeah.
Oh, what a
after
nice
all
man.
That and me being all stalkery and stuff, yeah, he did come down and see
oh.
me.
Did you ask
what
him any...
Go on.
Did you ask him any better questions when you met him?
I don't think so, no.
Welcome to Dylan's.
You're a star.
Okay. What?
Thank you very much. Can we have Daisy back? That's better.
Yeah, you can.
Thanks so much, Richard. See you later.
All right.
Is that the interview where you only asked him one question?
Yeah, and that was, will you come for a drink with me? I think, do you get the impression that he's slightly bewildered?
Yeah.
Massively.
I think he was expecting more of a kind of, I don't know, maybe a slightly more in-depth interview than will you come for a posh coffee with
what
me?
What are you up to work-wise at the moment?
Hello!
No way! We had Richard Bacon live on the show. And Becca, guess what?
What?
I put a tape in to record. I don't know why. So we've got recorded Richard Bacon. I could go home and play it to my mum. And I've got him to come on a date with us.
I know!
I'm going to have to go home and have a shower.
No! No!
Oh. Oh my God.
Yeah. And I put a tape in.
I've actually recorded Richard Bacon.
And now on the phone is Richard Bacon. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Becky. Good morning.
It's actual Richard Bacon.
No, you're doing it again.
It's the actual Richard Bacon.
You're doing it again. Call him a star.
Hello. Oh, Richard, you're a star. Thanks for coming on.
Hi, Becky. This
How are you, mate?
Hey, I'm good, thank you. This is a chance for you to rerun the interview. If you want, you could try and ask me some proper questions.
She doesn't know what to say.
No.
Want to come to Dylan's?
Speechless.
Dylan's. Fair play to you for going, though, because you were totally humouring her all the way through that interview, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. I was listening back to it. When I said, yes, I'll come to Dylan's, I assumed that I was being incredibly insincere. I was kind of surprised to hear that I actually turned up.
Doesn't remember a thing.
I can't believe you don't remember it.
I actually, if I'm being honest, I do vaguely remember it, and I remember thinking, this girl seems very clean. She must have had a shower before I got here.
Oh, but also, apparently, Becky was telling me that you did say that she was very good and one day she could do all right for herself.
Well, you have done all right for yourself. I'm not sure I necessarily got that from that interview.
No.
During which you only spoke to me about the student union bar.
Yes.
But I'm glad that you've done that. You've gone on doing really well.
But when you met her for a coffee, it was obviously just something you saw in her that you didn't see in the interview so much.
Yeah. I mean, it's true that during that interview in which we only spoke about the student union bar, I didn't think he's the heir to John Humphrey.
No, you didn't. You wouldn't think that.
No.
Anyway, I'm so sorry, Richard, but thank you so much for coming on today. But Becky, I do believe there's one more question for you.
Yes, Becky.
Would you like to come for a drink with me after the show?
Oh, God.
Is it somewhere that's not a student union? Oh, I've gone past 30, so...
Yes, you can go to the cafe across the road.
This is happening again. I'm going to get the tears of embarrassment in a minute.
Although my money is on him not turning up this time.
Me too.
Why would you do it twice? Yeah, thanks, yeah. Richard.
Thank you.
Bye. My pleasure. Bye, Becky.
Bye. Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, I spoke to my mum last night.
Oh, how is she?
She's all right, thanks.
I've seen her. For
I think, against my advice, I think she is getting the hot tub.
I know.
You don't know, because I only found out last night.
Why is she getting a hot tub again?
Well, it was originally discussed.
Oh, sorry. Oh, how obvious.
You are so wrong.
Okay.
And relax. We discussed this first about a year ago on this show, in the afternoon. My mum was
not a decision maker then. Not a quick decision.
No, she likes to have a think about it.
Thanks for the update.
But no, I think it's going to happen now. She's been looking into prices online. My mum's online now. Really good. And, I just don't like it. I don't know why. I've just got a problem with it. I don't know why. I said this a year ago.
Image of chappers in your head. Just got an image of chappers in your head.
Not just that. I just don't know whether... I don't know. Another friend of mine's got a hot tub, and there's something wrong about it.
Look at you.
I've got no friends with hot tubs.
Me neither. Well, apart from his mum.
I've no quite a
so
few people
have got
them.
So one special friend with a hot tub, and nobody else.
Colin Murray, he's got one.
Which friend?
Oh, yeah, Colin does
friend?
Have one, yeah.
Is that
yeah.
the friend that you're talking about when you say another one of your friends has got one? Or do you now know three people that have got a hot tub?
Or are you not classing Colin as a friend?
No, yes, Colin's a friend. I know two people who've got one, and... My mum is about
Colin.
To get one. I just think there's a certain age where you shouldn't get one. Maybe I'm speaking out of turn.
You are.
Do you think?
Yeah, your mum's still youthful enough to...
No, she is.
...frolic in a hot
are
tub.
Are you saying that Colin Murray is too old to have a hot tub?
No.
But
I'm
you
saying,
are, aren't you?
No, I'm not. But I'm saying I think maybe my mum is. I don't know. Does anyone share my view on hot tub or is it just me? I mean, my mum's like, oh, it'd be lovely and relaxing, it'd be nice and warm and all this. And I'm like, yeah.
Or does anybody want to share the hot tub with your mum? Is that what you're asking?
No, I don't. I'm not asking that at all. So don't text in with that, please.
It's no different from her having a bath or going swimming, though, is it?
Do you think?
Oh, it is outside, isn't
it's
it?
It's outside.
But who's going to see it?
I don't know. It's just like...
You with your big, long telescope
no,
looking out from...
What? Looking at looking at my mum in a hot tub with a telescope? No,
well,
really not.
No, I'm just saying that not everybody has a telescope like you do, so not everybody is going to be looking at your mum.
This is getting really wrong. I'm going to play Muse new record.
I wasn't saying that you'd be doing it.
Right,
I'm just
good.
Saying that not everyone is like
take that
you.
Back.
You are sick, Scott.
I didn't say it.
I don't mean that in a good way.
I'm just thinking that our garden at home is overlooked. That's what I'm saying. It's not private. You can
by
see
a lot of people with telescopes.
No, you can see like the surrounding neighbours. They can see my mum's back garden. They can see the bush. They can see. They'll be able to see the hot tub. I just don't like it. They can see the shed. It's everything's there on display. I'm not comfortable. Whoa! Look who it is. It's the PR4L with some more emails you've been sending in this week on Dear Scott. What do you want to know?
Dear Scott, I'm a university student at Cardiff. This means that I don't get up till midday, so I hate it when you do the breakfast show, and I never have any lectures. In fact, my timetable this year is so empty that I have Thursday and Friday off. Smiley.
Seriously?
Because my weekend officially starts on a Wednesday, it's only bleh Friday has somewhat lost its meaning. Do you think that you could do a bleh for every day of the week?
No. Get up.
Maybe not every week, but if it was recorded, I could just play the Wednesday one out when I got home from my lectures. This way, you would still be starting my weekend. Love you all. Ruth, off of Cardiff, but originally that there West Country.
Well, Ruth, it's fair to say, for people that don't work for a living, only bleh, fret, bleh, and the wonder years, it means a lot less than to people who actually do work. It's true to say that.
P.S., you're coming to my uni in a few weeks' time. Are you still not signing boobs? And what about bras? Winking smiley.
No, boobs are off. I gave that up about a year ago now. I've been a year clean. And
did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I still get asked, and I say, they come up to me and I say, no, lady, I'm not signing them.
And then what
just
happens?
Just giving them up.
Hmm? Then what happens? You leave them disappointed, then.
Well, I sign their head or something instead. Or their arm.
Oh, right, okay.
Just not the boob.
Can't wait to see you, but need to know how I'm going to get your signature. Love you, XXXXX.
Offer up your head.
Give me a pen and offer up your head. No, I can't do it Only Blue Friday every day. Can you imagine? I'd be absolutely exhausted.
It takes a lot out of you, doesn't it? You know what I mean?
I couldn't do that every day.
Screaming.
Just because some students can't be bothered to get up.
15 seconds.
It's because they can't be asked to get up and their week finishes on Wednesday. I know I can't.
I think you're in a bit of a mood after our conversation about your mum's hot tub. You seem a little bit tetchy in the last 5 minutes or so.
Maybe I am. Anyway, they're not going to be listening anyway, the students, are they now? So it's all fine.
Yeah.
Next.
Scott, I need your help. I've got a school trip today and it's going to be a boring bus trip. Any ideas on what I can do not to be bored? Lots of love, Becky, X.
How do you pass the time on a school bus trip?
Bus bingo.
Which is what?
They play that on really long coach trips in like Australia and America. What's or someone at the front, like, you have a bingo card. You just play bingo on a bus. It's good!
Or you sit at the back and see what objects you can find to hit the kids further near the front.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, there's always the old moon trick, which I like to do.
Yeah.
Someone's always sick in a bucket. That breaks up the journey a bit.
Apart from that, really can't suggest anything else. Bus bingo or moonies. That's it. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chappers, do you get fish and chips on Friday for dinner, like a lot of the rest of us? Or is it just a northern thing? Dominic from Scarborough.
Well, that's not true, Dominic. We often have a fish and chip on a Friday, don't we?
I had fish and chips on Monday this week. Was that bad?
That's not allowed.
Yeah, my boyfriend did say, lunch on a Monday, fish and chips
on a Monday. Think not.
It was a slippery slope, which meant that yesterday I had 4 pieces of pizza for breakfast.
Yeah.
And a bit of a Cornish pasty.
What did you have for breakfast yesterday, Scott?
2 pasties. Don't judge me.
And a slice of pizza, didn't you?
A panini.
And a panini! You had a panini as well.
Yeah, it was Carb Wednesday.
We do have a special lunch on a Friday.
Yeah, generally.
P.S. Say hi to the PR4L as she rocks and sounds fit, laughing smiley.
She added that in. Anything else you want to know? Send a little email to me. We're doing this every day this week, so you've got one more day. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We'll try and get you on, Dear Scott. But we always do it in the afternoons as well, so you might get on then. Just listen all the time and you might hear yourself. Yeah? Becky's very excited today because, well, apart from the bit where we played her cassette, she didn't like that bit. But she is excited because she has struck up a Twitter relationship
with me,
with you, and with Carol McGiffin off of Loose Women.
I don't know who I'm more excited about being friends with, to be honest.
Carol.
Although I do like Chappers' constant questioning. He just came in then and went, so if I just want to put something out there, where do I type?
No, hang on a second. I didn't do as camp as that.
Exactly,
I didn't do jazz
did
hands
it.
And go, no, I want to put something out there.
Every time you come in today, you're just like, so, sorry, another question.
So if I want to reply to Real Timmy Trendy, how do I do that? So what are you going to put out there? I'm interested to know now.
Well, you'll have to wait and find out.
Put it out there.
It'll probably be out there around 3 o'clock when I've worked out what I'm doing.
What's Carol saying? Your new Loose Women friend?
She loves it that me and Robbie love her. And I haven't plucked up the courage yet to ask her for a drink.
Oh, don't. Don't do that again. You learnt from Richard Bacon.
We won't see you for 48 hours.
But wouldn't it be amazing if I got in the papers with the Loose Women?
Yeah. Like we said earlier, maybe not just you and Carol, because I think I'd feel excluded. If Denise Welsh was to come along and Jackie Brambles, even though she's left the Loose Women.
Have you got FOMO about me and Denise and Carol going out on the town flashing without you?
No, I'd just quite like a drink with Jackie Brambles.
I would. Wouldn't we all? Kate Thornton? She's the new Jackie Brambles.
No.
Oh, gosh, she's quite nice.
Yeah, but she's not Jackie Brambles.
She's not. You're right.
She's not Colleen Nolan.
No.
Anyway, hi, Carol and all the Loose Women. I love it that you're speaking to... You're so going to invite her for a drink within the next 5 tweets, I reckon. Podcast. Earlier, we were seeing if it was possible to look cool on a Segway. This is from one of our missed connections that we had earlier in the week, read out by Radio 1's Reggie Yates.
Cute boy riding the Segway with the water pistol gun and aviators.
We didn't have the sunnies or we didn't have the water pistol, but we did have a Segway that's been lent to us. It's like a platform with wheels. And chap has had a go. Yeah, you look so cool.
Thank you very much, yeah.
Becky had a go and couldn't stop. We filmed these, and they will be available at Radio 1 Online later, and you'll see just how cool we look on that segue. After 9.30, if anyone can make it look cool, Fern Cotton can, right?
Definitely.
So make sure you're listening after 9:30, which is now. After the next two songs, Fern will come down to this studio and you can witness her hurtling down a corridor at 2 miles an hour.
And you'll do it too.
And I'll do it too, but there'll be some hilarious catch or something where something will happen because that's how it works on this show. All right, Scott till 10, and then Fern Cotton's on.
Yeah, me and Fern just, because she's got headphones on and a helmet at the moment, we just kind of had a mutual rolling our eyes at each other as we passed in the corridor.
Why?
Well, it's just one of those kind of, yes, I've done this, now you've got to do it, isn't it ridiculous?
Oh, okay.
Moments. Which I'm sure she'd agree with.
Hi, Fern.
Hi!
Did you really roll your eyes?
Yeah, I did. I sort of just copied Chappers because I feel quite cool, actually, but Chappers obviously thinks I look a bit of a loser.
I think that actually you might be good at this, and I think there's something you're not telling
us. Please don't tempt fate, because I did just crash into this sort of metal cage thing out here a minute ago.
So we've been sent a Segway, which is one of those cool things that cool people drive. Really, and cool people. We've actually got... Can we play this now? We've got a message on the one that doesn't speak mobile. Listen to this.
Hi, Redman. It's Vernon. Fern's dad won a Segway on All Star Family Fortune. So if she's good at it and she doesn't let on, then that's why.
My dad did win a Segway on Family Fortunes, but he gave it away to one of his mates who had difficulty walking, because my dad was like, what am I going to do with a Segway?
Oh, okay. So
you never had a go on it?
No, he gave it away like way before we even got it.
So Fern's in the corridor. Can I just say, could you watch out, because Alexandra Burke is in Trevor Nelson's studio.
Don't tell me that. I'm going to run over the X Factor winner.
And if she comes out the door at the same time as you hurtling down the corridor at 5 miles an hour. I think the interview has just finished with her as well, so do be careful.
Don't tell me that.
Oh, she's just taken her headphones off, so it could be all over. Watch out, Fern.
This could be a beautiful moment.
Should I start?
Go down the corridor, past the vending machine.
And I'm on the move! I'm going quite fast. I'm going around the lockers. Right, I'm heading to the vending machine. Oh, look at that. I've got to do a turn now.
Turn.
3-point turn, right there.
Don't run over Alexandra.
No. Right, I'm going back. Here we go. I'm going to try to look out for Alexandra on the way back. Run, Sam, run!
No sign of Alexandra yet.
Nope. Open the door for her to come in so she has a smooth transition into the studio. Come on, Fern! She's on the Segway.
Oh!
No, not me. Don't...
Wow.
Oh, look at that.
And you are telling us you've never done that before.
Look at this, pirouetting.
She's now spinning round on it.
This thing's brilliant. I'm going to get rid of my car.
Did I look that graceful when I did?
No, not in any way.
Are you sure?
They are
cool with the right person on it.
Because I felt that graceful when I was doing
it. You weren't
really not. And I won't be either.
I'm swan.
Do I have to go... You're all right, stop showing off. That's
Oh
my God!
I love it. Fern just went over Chappers' chair and he almost fell off, not her.
She stayed completely smooth and I'm like in a heap.
This is brilliant.
All you're doing is gliding between us all.
Just gliding around. I'm doing Segway ballet now.
Oh, she's pirouetting.
Oh, right. Yeah, you're just rubbing our noses in
show off.
Now.
No one likes to show off.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So at the moment, me and Becky are sat in the studio and looking through the glass of the door, we can see Scott on the Segway. Just describe what a Segway is again, Becky.
It's like a mobility vehicle. It's two wheels and a platform which you stand on, and then you operate it by sort of leaning forwards and backwards.
Only your balance works it, isn't it? So if you lean forward, it goes forward. If you lean
really
back,
fast.
It kind of stops. No. How are you feeling, Scott?
Nervous.
So you're on it at the moment?
Yes.
And we haven't done any...
I can't really talk and balance at the same time.
The rest of us have all managed it.
Okay.
And we haven't done anything to it, have we? Because you think we're going to sabotage it. You thought we were going to blindfold you or something.
Cut the brakes.
Cut the brakes, Yes, that is what you thought
we were
going
to do. Unless
you
cut your legs off, that's a bit hard.
Yeah.
Okay, can we just do it, please?
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Ready, steady, go! Seriously, man.
He doesn't even need any Benny Hill music. He's going so slowly. He's just going the speed of Nan on Benidorm.
You'd be quicker walking.
I'm quite enjoying it.
Alexandra Burke is still knocking about.
I'm going around the corner.
Right.
OMG.
How long's this been? 30 seconds, something like
that? Yeah.
I think
be quicker to crawl.
I think Becky was there and back in this time.
Just at the vending machine.
Can you stop and get us some chocolate?
Hang on, I could probably do that.
You could stop, put the money
enough in
and get the change out as well as the chocolate, the speed you're going at.
Okay, good, let's come back.
Have you turned
just
around?
Just speed it up for the last bit, come
I'm
on.
I'm going quite fast
come
now.
Come on, I'm going to open the door for you,
now.
Come on.
Ah! Okay,
no, you
open
really
the
aren't.
Door.
You really are.
Open the door.
Come on.
Open the door.
Come on.
I can't make it there. No.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.